To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It is Friday, December 5th. Good morning. I'm Scott Jagow.
And I'm Debbie Monterey. It's going to be hotter in Granite City, though. They're getting back to steel production, at least for a while. U.S. Steel announcing yesterday that it would reopen one of two blast furnaces at Granite City Works. They've been idle for 2 years since U.S. Steel agreed to a takeover by Nippon. Granite City Mayor Mike Parkinson says it's good news, but he cautions.
You know, are they just going to open this back up and get it going to fill the orders now until they get these new plants built elsewhere? Or are we going to see reinvestment here in Granite City and keep this plant going, producing the quality of steel that I think the new owners, you know, want to make?
U.S. Steel didn't give many specifics, except that Granite City will be in its steel production plans for 2026.
St. Louis County's budget is in the red by about $80 million. The council and county executive have vastly different solutions.
County Executive Sam Page is proposing utilizing the Ram settlement money in the short term and asking voters to approve a new tax to help generate revenue for the long term.
An online sales tax like other local municipalities and local governments have done here in the St. Louis region and across the country.
Meanwhile, the county council wants to address their governmental expenditures, saying they have been working with departments on finding ways they can be more efficient with their budget. Councilman Dennis Hancock.
The more efficiency we can bring to these processes, the better we all are, because then those become long-term.
Cuts to services such as the county-operated medical clinics were not ruled out by the council. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
A plan to merge the entities that oversee the Dome at America Center moving forward. Both Explore St. Louis and the Regional Convention and Sports Complex Authority have given their approval. Authority board member Joe Blanner tells KMOX's Chris and Amy show the facility is essential because it supports many of the large-scale conventions, large sporting events, and concerts that come to St. Louis.
The annual economic impact of the Dome is about $200 million a year and also generates about $25 million of tax revenue. So it's certainly something that we want to continue to invest in.
The Dome needs millions of dollars in renovations. Blanner points out the city, county, and state spent a lot of money on the front end to build it. This merger will need state legislative approval.
Both the Kansas City Chiefs and Royals are weighing incentives from both Missouri and Kansas as they consider their future homes.
The Chiefs could renovate Arrowhead Stadium or accept initiatives from Kansas to move near the Kansas Speedway. During a stop in St. Joseph, Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe said he expects the Royals to choose either to relocate to downtown Kansas City or in Clay County.
They're obviously looking at the Star Bond proposal that Kansas has on their side. I, again, as a business person and finance people have told me, Star Bonds have a lot of problems associated with them that I hope the ownership groups look at very closely. Our offer for both those teams, and in this case the Royals, doesn't care where they locate as long as it's in Missouri.
Kehoe tells Missouri Net affiliate KFEQ in St. Joseph that he expects Jackson County to contribute to the incentives for the Chiefs to renovate Arrowhead now that the county is under new leadership. Beth Coughlin, KMOX News.
Three children have been removed from a home in O'Fallon, Missouri, in a severe abuse case. The children, who are 7, 8, and 13, were locked in their rooms, the windows screwed shut, and they were starved, food locked away in cabinets. They'd been routinely beaten with belts and other things. The investigation began when one of the kids showed up at school with a serious cut. The detective sergeant in the St. Charles County Police Department says it's one of the worst cases he's ever seen.
The Business Desk is sponsored by Krentz Financial Group, KFGAdvisors.com. A strong quarter at Build-A-Bear Workshop, and it's also been a bounce-back year for the retailer, was overshadowed by the growing weight of tariffs. The mall staple was able to get ahead of tariff impacts during the first half of the year through preemptive actions, but the company's CFO says the levies caught up to the company in the most recent quarter and will continue to weigh on its performance into next year.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.